Hello, and welcome to a very special festive edition of Barely Contained, the online celebrity journalism podcast with an audience only very slightly smaller than that of Morecambe and Wise in 1977. I'm Matt Withers, and who's that high-kicking along with Angela Rippon? It's Chris Beckett.
Ho, 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 Matt. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I am feeling very jolly at this time of the year.
Yeah, likewise. And I hope all our listeners are similarly, enjoying themselves this festive day.
Yes. If you're listening to this on the day it comes out, it's Christmas Eve. Not for me to suggest that you might want to reassess your life choices, but perhaps you're doing this while you're preparing tomorrow's lunch. Who knows?
There has to be an excuse.
Well, what will keep us high and feeling full of the joys of the season, I think, would be some examples of online celebrity journalism. What do you reckon?
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, I am starting with a story on the Daily Mirror online, and it's headlined, Maths UK star hard launches new romance in loved up festive post.
Wow. What a treat.
Yeah, so this is Maths MAFS. It's nothing to do with your times tables. This is Married at First Sight. I don't know if that is a show that you watch, Chris.
I've seen it. I've even seen the Australian spin-off as well.
I think the UK version is a spin-off of the Australian.
Oh, okay. Well, you know. They beat us at everything, Matt.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, we're down. We're recording this in the wake of very disappointing Ashes, but we won't dwell on that. No, this is a star of Maths UK, and this person has hard launched a new romance.
Yes, very much a phrase you rarely hear outside the world of marketing.
Yes, it's a very strange way of talking about it, but. Let's have a look. Maths 2021 alumni Amy Christophers has had a rocky road when it comes to romance. But as she revealed, she's found the one just in time for Christmas.
Oh, lovely. Alumni, I mean, yeah, come on. Yeah. It's not like they don't get given a scroll at the end of the series.
Also, I am happy to be corrected on this, but isn't alumni the plural?
Yes, I believe so. Alumnus is a singular.
Yep, so that's incorrect straight away. The one is capped up as well. So this is obviously something deeply, deeply important.
Yeah.
A Maths UK star has gone Instagram official with a mystery new man.
Drink.
Just days before Christmas. Amy Christophers hard launched her new romance in a loved-up festive Instagram post to her fans.
Oh, that's when you know it's serious.
Well, apparently so. Apparently this is the hard launch. It's Instagram official. Now, it says here a mystery new man. I don't think it's a spoiler to say that the person who's writing this report hasn't got a clue who it is.
Yeah, I mean, what? It beggars the question, what is a soft launch in this context?
How would you sort of drip the information out about your new love? I mean, you wouldn't put it on social media at all for a start, would you?
Or maybe you do. Maybe, I mean, I'm trying not to be negative about this, but you know when they have like a story about, you know, an unnamed Premiership ace has been found doing X and they do like a silhouette?
Yes.
Maybe you do the flip of that.
Yeah. Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could put a picture of yourself, you know, just out for a lovely meal with this one.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what they say on Instagram, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, waking up, breakfast in bed with this one. But yeah, sort of just block the face out. Sharing a carousel of loved up images with her new man, the 37-year-old gushed underneath it. 22 years later, the stars have finally aligned. She added, we had to go live out our dreams and grow into who we were meant to be. But it was always you.
Aw, that's not... I mean, a carousel, that's, you know, that's a good chunky number of images.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of loved up images. So what's going on here? Because, you know, we know no more or less than the showbiz reporter who's written this. So the 37-year-old gushed 22 years later. So we're referring to someone she perhaps met when she was 15 years old.
Yeah, always a good a good time to think about, you know, the one.
Yeah, we should all, if you're listening to this and you're 15 years old, what are you doing? It's time to settle down.
Don't want to get left on the shelf.
Stop messing around with your Nintendo Game Boy. It's about time you were getting yourself hitched. The reality star turned sports presenter seems to have fallen head over heels for an old flame, or perhaps a childhood sweetheart, and shared an adorable set of snaps showcasing her new love, who she did not name in the post, but mentioned that she'd known him for 23 years.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah. Was it?
Something's changed.
Something rather important has changed, and that is the number of years she'd known this gentleman. In the previous paragraph, it was 22, but time goes quickly these days, Chris, because now it's 23 years. And also we get into the realm of conjecture here, because it's like an old flame or perhaps a childhood sweetheart. Yeah, yeah. You know no more than anyone else.
Maybe someone she met in Blockbuster Video by chance. Yeah.
The reality star turned sports presenter. Are you aware of...
I wasn't. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm, you know, like massively au fait with the current roster of sports presenters.
I mean, everyone's having a bash of Match of the Day at the moment, aren't they? I mean, or it could just be one of those sports that nobody watches. I mean, let's be honest, if she presents MotoGP...
I wouldn't be,
She's not going to turn heads on Fifth Avenue, is she? Yeah. In the first, she shared a Christmas bauble on her tree with a pic of her and a mystery man, and others in a lavish bedroom, a bathtub with candles dotted around it, and a shot of a bed with the words, "Will you be my girlfriend?" spelt out in rose petals.
Well, it's good to know that the romantic gestures you would consider doing as a 15 or 16-year-old are still yeah. being wheeled out. 22 or 23 years later.
I mean, come on, mate. Like, if you are in your late 30s, don't put the words, "Will you be my girlfriend?" in rose petals on a bed.
Yeah.
Come on. I'd like to think that by the point you've got to you've got access to the bedroom. But, there's a lot going on here. I'm getting very much the weird guy with the Bob Dylan style notes from Love Actually vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Amy may have found true love, but it's been a long road to get here. Her rollercoaster relationship with her Married at First Sight UK groom, Joshua Christie, didn't make for easy viewing. Indeed, it was an experience she later claimed had ruined her life.
Wow, it's almost as if the whole concept of marrying someone you don't really know can put you on the road for problems.
Yep, it's in the small print that it can have bad consequences as well as good when you marry someone that you have literally just met. In the explosive 2021 series of the show, the pair locked horns over everything, from where a bottle of wine should be kept, to Joshua messaging another bride before filming.
Some red flags there. I mean, I'm intrigued by the whole row over the bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Where were they arguing? What was they arguing about?
I know. I mean, white, I'd say, I'm a traditionalist, slap me down in the fridge.
Yeah, yeah.
Red, not.
Yes, I mean, I think that's pretty much my take on it.
Although I suppose it feels like every summer, you know, one of the broadsheets will have a piece saying, "Oh, why you've been doing red wine all wrong, and actually you should have ice in it."
Yeah, well, you know.
But, you know, I suppose that argument sort of pales next to messaging another bride before filming.
Yeah, it's a sign that they're not a keeper.
Yeah, it would certainly be something that would invite concern. But Amy, who didn't reveal who her new man was, has clearly met the guy of her dreams.
Clearly.
Yeah. She told OK in an exclusive interview last year that being on Maths had taught her some hard lessons on what she'll accept when it comes to love.
OK, some learning.
Yep, get 15-year-olds, get your pad and your pen out.
Yep.
These are important learnings. She confessed, "I won't accept breadcrumbs anymore. When you ask for something and you get the bare minimum, so you're just grateful. I've realised I put everything into that other person and forgotten about myself."
Mm. Preach.
So she won't accept breadcrumbs anymore. Yeah. I mean, I don't... Sometimes you just want breadcrumbs, don't you?
Yeah, I mean... I mean, who does normally accept breadcrumbs?
Birds.
Yeah, birds. Sparrows.
Yeah. Most birds, really.
Yeah.
Although, again, listeners, you shouldn't, because a lot of waterfowl finds it very difficult to digest.
Yes.
You can get proper bird food at your local sort of vet dealers or online.
Yeah, if you take nothing away from this episode, that's an important thing.
Yeah, don't feed birds bread. "So I know in my next relationship to keep my own cup topped up before giving to someone else. In the past, it's been dehydrated and cracking because I've given that other person my everything."
Yeah, I mean, I'm familiar with the keeping your own cup topped up metaphor, but I'm not sure it really fits with dehydrated and cracking.
I mean, how has your cup got dehydrated?
Yeah.
I mean, I see how it could crack.
Mm-hmm.
One cannot have a dehydrated cup.
Sometimes you just look at your cup in the cupboard and you're like, you look a bit thirsty there.
In March 2022, Amy revealed she was dating firefighter Leon McKenzie, 38, after the pair matched on Hinge, a lookalike of her ex-husband. Mm. She told The Sun at the time that a psychic had told her she would meet Leon back in 2020.
Well, it's good that, you know, she's really sticking to the tried and tested methods.
Amy said at the time, "The universe has delivered when I least expected it, and I couldn't be happier." Leon is spiritual and really romantic. He ticks every box on my huge list of requirements, and he's even soppier than me. I went on TV to find the man of my dreams, and it turns out all I had to do was go on a dating app.
Yeah, I mean, I am putting a slight line through the word "the one" at this stage.
Yeah, there's been a few.
Well, I mean, just I'm just maybe being a bit cynical and that things might not possibly last for the long term. But I hope they do. I hope they do.
Yeah,
it's Christmas.
This time of year, you hope that romance wins out. I mean, I love the idea that she went on TV to find the man of her dreams. It turns out all I had to do was go on a dating app.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the other day when I went on TV to try and find a bed guard for my daughter's bed, and it turned out all I had to do was go on Facebook Marketplace.
Very much the same. But Chris, this time of year also means that one of the biggest TV shows in the UK makes its traditional end.
Yeah.
Yep, that's...
The two Ronnies.
I was thinking that we breached the BBC's copyright there, and they're now going to have to sue us for $10 billion.
Oh, man, they've got to get it out back somehow.
Yeah. Imagine if we had to cough. We might as well just cut out the middleman and give it straight to Donald.
We'd have to do a Kickstarter, wouldn't we?
Yeah. Probably the greatest Kickstarter. Biggest. A lot of highly respected people are saying the biggest of all time.
Yeah.
Do tell us about Strictly.
Yes. Well, this is from The Express Online, and the headline: "Fuming Strictly viewers switch off final within minutes for two huge reasons."
Wow. You piqued my interest.
Wow. Strictly fans have been forced to switch off during the 2025 final. So, here we go. A number of Strictly Come Dancing viewers vowed to switch off as Tess Daly and Claudia Winkleman presented their last ever live show together.
Wow, a number of Strictly Come Dancing viewers. I mean, a number could be pretty much anything.
It certainly could.
Will it be small?
I mean, let's not cast aspersions. Let's come to our own conclusions after reading the story. The pair came together for one last show as they prepared to crown the winner out of YouTuber George Clark, Lioness Karen Carney, and former Love Island star Amber Davies.
Oh, God, they're letting the YouTubers on now.
I know.
They'll be the podcasters next.
Well, I've got my shiny shoes ready. The three prepared to perform three final dances as they all fought it out to win the coveted Glitterball trophy. But a lot of eyes were on Tess and Claudia during the special show. The pair will also host together for the Strictly Christmas special, but this is their last filming as a duo.
Oh.
Have you got any kind of reminiscences or things that you'd like to say in reference to Tess and Claudia bowing out?
I'll be honest, I've never watched it.
No. You were more of a kind of Forsyth era.
No, I've just always thought that Strictly is the poor man's Dancing on Ice.
Oof. Wow. It's hard. As Claudia and Tess looked emotional at a number of points during the show, several viewers rushed to social media to say they wouldn't watch the show without them.
So we've gone from a number of viewers to several viewers.
Yeah, okay. What I find funny, just going back to the original headline, switch off final within minutes. I mean, one of the huge reasons could be that it's finished.
Yeah, I mean, it could be that, yeah.
I need to make a cup of tea. One said, "Tonight is probably the last time I watch #Strictly. It was awesome following this show for a dozen years. The magic has vanished in the last few years, and it's hard to see a future without Tess and Claudia. Anyway, Karen to win."
What a strange post. Who says a dozen years?
A dozen years.
Who says that? Who uses the word dozen? Also, this person has said awesome, which makes me think, you know, American.
Yeah. Yeah. Hard to see a future with Tess and Claudia.
I mean, just generally, it's hard to see a future.
This is, you know, #Samaritans. Another added, "Can't believe it's the last Strictly final with Tess and Claudia. The show won't be the same without them. #StrictlyComeDancing. Team Karen and Carlos tonight." A third said, "I still can't see Strictly without Tess and Claudia." Boy, you're right. They're still presenting it for now.
Yeah, it's on Christmas Day.
Fourth said they won't be tuning in because of the negativity the show has, especially regarding the trolling Amber Davies has faced over her professional dancing background. Now, it's interesting, isn't it, the term negativity, considering that the Express has posted Strictly Final Fury as viewers have same complaint just minutes into live show. Strictly 2025 Final sparks fix row as judges comment leaves viewers fuming. Strictly 2025 Final disaster as dancer takes tumble in excruciating moment.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't see where that negativity would be coming from.
No. It's almost as if they have it in for the broadcaster that airs this particular show.
One posted, "Saw some people saying that this will be their last season of #Strictly because of the hate and toxicity that the season has. Like, guys, I don't blame you. I'm a first-time watcher, but I don't want to watch the show anymore next year because of all the hate."
Yeah, if you're a first-time watcher, pipe down.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't watch the show, so I don't get involved in this, but I imagine if you are a proper Strictly fan, these sort of people, it's like how I feel when people who don't watch any football matches between major tournaments feel that their view on whether Phil Foden should be the England side is in any way important or relevant.
It's a good analogy, yeah. I mean, for me, this series all went downhill when they got rid of that nice, warm-hearted family man who likes ending every sentence with bosh.
Yeah. Oh, bless him.
Whatever happened to him? Another agreed, "So now that we're going into the final, I'm here to say that this will be my first and my last season of #Strictly. I did start... I I did started watching the show in support of Amber and grew on loving it and planning to watch it again. Now I know Danny is returning, but I have hit rock bottom.
Well, I have hit the rock bottom. Yeah, which is not the phrase, is it?
Well, the only person who I think can genuinely say that they have hit the rock bottom is, The Rock.
Yeah, or maybe Michelangelo when he was carving David.
Yeah, true.
Very sad that these people decided not to stick with it next year when it's going to be presented by, I think I read, David Starkey and Sir Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Wow. Oh, that'll be good. Now, there's some comments here, and one I think, you know, we can all learn from is Fluffy Rock says, no one was forced to switch off. It's a personal choice. You either watch something else or do something else.
Yeah.
And, wow, I mean, that's got him 4 likes straight away.
Yeah, and there's also a comment from Man Called Jeff who says, rubbish waste of life's precious time. But it's not clear whether Man Called Jeff thinks that rubbish waste of life's precious time is watching Strictly Come Dancing or going onto the website of the Daily Express, finding a story about Strictly Come Dancing and taking the time and effort to comment on it.
Yeah, exactly when you're saying exactly the same thing as Joe Kidd who says, some people need to get a life.
Quite. But then we're talking about it, so...
Yeah, I mean, you know, more fool us. So, Matt, as we look to round off this seasonal special, and indeed the last barely contained of 2025, what are you going to play us out with?
Well, I'm just going for... A very snappy and brief headline from the Daily Mail Online, and it goes, Cole Palmer's new girlfriend revealed as England player goes incognito on festive date at Winter Wonderland with beauty specialist who looks just like his ex, Connie Grace.
Wow. Yes, there's certainly been some urgent SEO lessons in Northcliffe House.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure that you get Winter Wonderland in there. Make sure you get Connie Grace in there.
Yeah.
England player Cole Palmer enjoyed a festive night out with his new girlfriend at Winter Wonderland on Thursday, and she looks exactly like his ex.
What are the chances?
I know. What are the chances? The footballer, 23, who split from nail technician Connie Grace in July, headed out for a date with beauty specialist Olivia Holder, 23, and she bears a striking resemblance to his old flame.
It does seem like he might have a type.
Yep, he likes people who are working in the beauty industry. I don't know where he meets them.
Yeah.
Straight from training every day.
Exactly.
Just to hang around nail bars in the West London area.
That really took it out of my cuticles, that double session that Maresca made us do.
Cole went incognito in a balaclava and a hoodie for their romantic evening at London's Hyde Park. I mean, I suppose he wouldn't necessarily wear what he'd usually have, which is a blue shirt with his actual name on the back of it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I mean, that would give it away a bit, wouldn't it?
Yeah, whenever I go out for a romantic evening, you know, I always go for the balaclava and hoodie.
Yeah, I mean, the lady tonight, which of my balaclavas am I gonna put on?
Yeah, I'm going to stage an intervention, a romantic intervention.
The pair were spotted enjoying the attractions, with the duo managing to scoop 2 big prizes as they carried huge stuffed animals around the park.
Wow! I mean, that's the famous thing about Winter Wonderland. It's really hard to win a huge stuffed animal.
Yeah, they really make it tough for you. And some of the games are only £25, £30 to play. Olivia looked glamorous as she wrapped up warm in a brown fur coat, which she teamed with a pair of distressed jeans and UGG boots. Mm. She runs a beauty clinic alongside her aesthetics nurse sister, which offers treatments such as semi-permanent makeup and injectable skin treatments in Bromley.
But what's the name?
Yeah, come on. Come on.
You've given us everything but...
It is unknown how long Olivia and Cole have been dating, with her sharing photos to Instagram from Stamford Bridge earlier this week.
Okay.
So another of those stories in which, let's be honest, They've just looked at Instagram.
There's not much to it.
There's not much to it. Cole and his influencer ex, Connie, were also pictured at the festive attraction last year. They unfollowed each other on social media just days after the Chelsea star won the Club World Cup in July.
It obviously went to his head.
Yep. He won the modern day Inter Toto Cup and decided he was too big for somebody who worked in a nail bar. The Chelsea star and his partner also removed all pictures of one another from their respective accounts.
Yeah,
it's quite Stalinist, isn't it?
It is. It's hard. It's hard in the modern age.
Oh, it is. It is. He starred in the Club World Cup final, scoring 2 goals and claiming an assist for João Pedro as Chelsea beat Paris Saint-Germain to become world champions.
I love the fact that people, when the person was writing this, they thought, oh, they'll need to know who he got the assist for.
Yeah. Grace had travelled to the US during the tournament, but was not among the wives or girlfriends who celebrated the win on the pitch at the MetLife Stadium. They later unfollowed one another on Instagram.
I'm going to have a drink for that.
Yep. Oh, I've only got a drop left. You're a very poor host.
Sorry.
How awful for him that his own partner wasn't on the pitch to celebrate with him. But if I recall, Donald Trump was.
Yeah, I mean, Donald Trump very much doing the John Terry role.
Cole said afterwards that he was looking forward to being reunited with his girlfriend, but that he first wanted to visit St. Kitts and Nevis.
That's the country. not a selection of ladies.
Ah, I've been to St. Kitts and Nevis. Yeah, very nice. Very nice place. Daily Mail Sport exclusively accompanied the footballer as he returned to his ancestral Caribbean homeland for the first time, where his paternal grandfather was born. Mm. This is, we've run out of things to say about his new girlfriend, so we're going to do something else. He was given a hero's welcome as he arrived on the island, 4,000 miles from the Manchester suburb of Wivenshaw, where the Chelsea and England star grew up. Now, I do remember, actually, when I was on St. Kitts, seeing that particular sign pointing towards Wivenshaw and saying it was 4,000 miles away.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, and funnily enough, having, you know, I went to school, you know, near Wivenshaw, and I remember that the simile, that arrow pointing to St. Kitts and Nevis.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Connie continued to enjoy a holiday in Miami, posting a picture of herself in the city on her Instagram. God, this goes on.
Mm.
Cole and Connie went public together in November last year at the GQ Men of the Year Awards. Grace is a nail technician and Instagram influencer who is also from Manchester. The duo met when they were 17 through mutual friends.
Well, so this is going back to his ex, isn't it, now?
Yes.
Yeah,
because they don't know anything about her. They don't know anything. Gracious. They don't even know the name of the new one.
Yeah.
So, they're just going through this poor girl who presumably is just trying to get on with her life. Although, you know, who knows, in 22 or possibly 23 years' time.
Yeah, you know.
You know, they may be back together again.
Never say never.
In March, she said, "Cole now is the same Cole that I met when I was 17. Obviously, he's changed.
Fantastic.
He's grown up now, and his life now is completely different. But he's still the same boy. He's still laid-back Cole."
I always said to him, never change. The only thing I think that would change him would be if he won a slightly underwhelming football trophy.
Yeah, and then a massive bear from Winter Wonderland. Cole will adapt to whatever situation he's in. He's not bothered that he's that far from home because all he wants to do is play football. And if it means leaving home and being in a place which is completely different to where he's from, he'll do it.
Well, I think that's a relief to any manager who's wondering if he can do it on a rainy night away in Stoke.
Yeah. And to be fair, he's moved to somewhere completely different from where... He's not moved to Osaka.
Yeah.
He's moved from Manchester to London.
Can you imagine the acclimatisation that needs to go on when you move from Wythenshaw to West London?
Yeah. He's not bothered about the whole fame side of it, and he's not bothered what people think of him. He is only just bothered about scoring goals and doing well for his team, doing well for his country, and you've got to love him for that.
Amen.
Yep. Palmer was born in Wythenshawe, Manchester, in 2002 to Marie and Jermaine with two older sisters. I mean, this is proper Wikipedia territory now, isn't it? His hero growing up was Wayne Rooney, but he was scouted by Manchester City at the age of 8 and came through their academy to make his debut in September 2020.
Yeah.
In 2023, he took the bold step of joining Chelsea for £42.5 million, penning a 7-year deal at the opposite end of the country.
Yeah, I mean, I think looking back, I have to say, of all the bold steps I've heard of in history, it's a toss-up between Captain Oates yeah. and Cole Palmer moving to Chelsea.
Yeah, making that 2-hour trip from the Pendolino.
Palmer took the supreme sacrifice.
I mean, you know, I tell you what would have been bold, joining Truro City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to work out my own game first.
It really does make it a much bigger deal than it actually is. Well, okay, it continues. Jesus Christ. In the documentary, the problem, dear listener, if you've made it this far, is that we're recording this one in person rather than on Zoom, so we haven't got the 40-minute limit. So we're just going to go on with this until it's finished. In the documentary, he opens up on how moving to London has been something of a culture shock.
Yeah.
Going from Wythenshawe to meeting people in Chelsea, it's different ends of the spectrum,
yes,
he said.
It's different ends of a quite small spectrum.
I mean, Wythenshawe, it's basically, it's Chelsea North, isn't it? Isn't it kind of...
I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but it's, yes, it's not... If you were doing a fish out of water comedy, yeah. you wouldn't be like, oh, let's put the person in Wythenshawe and move them to West London.
The accent, the size of it, the people... No one knows each other in London because it's so big.
Yeah, that's why I would recommend having your name on the back of your shirt.
Yeah. If you want to meet people, mate,
yeah.
I wouldn't wear a balaclava all the time.
Exactly.
Even on my road, if that was Wythenshawe, people would be stood in the garden in pyjamas and that. You know what I mean?
No. Nope. I do not.
Just chatting to each other and having a cup of tea. But obviously here, it's a completely different way. Mm. Well, yeah. But, I mean, I adopted London myself, Chris. I get dressed before leaving the house.
I mean, yeah.
Connie added, Cole couldn't become a Londoner. Are you crazy? Have you ever spoken to him? That accent isn't changing. No, he's a Manchester boy.
Oh, wow.
I mean... I'm sorry.
Wow.
I mean, I know, you know, this isn't Paul Gascoigne moving to Italy.
No, exactly. I was going to say, like, you look back on those things and you think, actually, that was quite a big move.
Yeah. It's Manchester to London. Oh, well, I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, me too. Are there any good comments?
I don't think I have access to the comments on here. Do you? Can you have a look?
I do, yeah.
Well, let us know what the people are saying.
Okay. Okay. Chelsea64 from Bristol posted a couple of days ago, hope he's protecting his groin strain. I mean...
Wow, I mean, that's a euphemism, isn't it?
I mean, this is something I semi-agree with, although not really, because my wife went the other day and it said only football players can afford winter wonderland.
I mean, to be fair, I have only been to winter wonderland once and I found myself stood next to, and I'm not sure which one it was, either Princess Eugenie or Beatrice, which does rather suggest that's correct.
I mean, you did, though, suggest earlier on in this story that it was about £25 to go on a coconut shy.
Yeah, no, it is. It's pretty expensive, isn't it?
It's probably not quite that, but yeah, it's you know... It's not a cheap day.
Are there any comments on there from the Wythenshawe Tourist Board saying, please stop trying to present us as a provincial backwater?
Not that I've got there so much. There's a lot of comments about his appearance, which are obviously not very nice. Okay, it's taken me a while, but I found another one from the Yongi Bongi Bo.
Love it already.
Says they're from Antarctica. And it obviously commenting on the picture that has Cole carrying a large soft toy, just says, more plushies going to landfill. Yeah, I mean, that's true, probably. But yeah. What a positive note to end on.
Absolutely. And what a way to see in Christmas. Well, I think that'll probably do for a little bonus annual festive treat. I mean, we'll be back very, very soon because we'll have a January edition. But in the interim, if somebody finds themselves bored, sat on the sofa over the Christmas and New Year period, Chris.
And let's be honest, if you're listening to this, you've pretty much already revealed that.
You have hit the rock bottom.
But don't worry, you can also go to @barely_pod to get us on X, or go to Barely Contain the Podcast on Facebook and catch up with some of the archive content. And Matt, where else can people go?
You can, of course, find us on any podcast outlet out there. Wherever you find your podcast, as they say, we'll be on there on Spotify. We're on Amazon. We are on Apple. We are on pretty much everyone out there. We're on YouTube as well. Just search Barely Contains. You'll find us. Please subscribe and give us a rating for 5 stars, please. It really does help. It just leaves us to thank you, the listener, for choosing to spend some time with us over the festive period. We hope you have a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Merry Christmas to you too, Chris Beckett.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Matt Withers, and to you, listeners. Have a great one, and see you in January.
See you in January. Bye-bye.
Bye.